Someone who I've not seen for a while, but he's the acting president of the New Hampshire Business and Industry Association, Dave Juvet, in our studios. And, Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here.
Well, again, let's switch the gears completely, but some of what we're talking about does impact business. You know, I was thinking about this. It's so hard to operate a business if you don't know who's going to be healthy enough to show up and work for you. I mean, you don't. And not all businesses, Dave, before we get to the topic you're in here for, but you represent so many great businesses, not all businesses can do the remote virtual thing. I mean, if you're an airline, you need people on that airplane. If you're a restaurant or hotel or a hospitality business, you need people serving the tables and cooking the food, right?
Yeah, it's certainly true of our manufacturing base, too. If you're a manufacturer, you need people there to build widgets. By the way, in the spirit of transparency, I guess I should say I am fully vaccinated, but I also tested positive COVID in November and went through that whole process. So
it's going around.
You know, fortunately for me, it was relatively mild, but, you know, I encourage people to get vaccinated because even though you can still get it, generally the symptoms
you are
will
less
be
acute.
Far milder.
Less acute. And we're seeing that. We're hearing that. But just in the last few weeks, Dave, same story you told me of Christmas and New Year's. I've talked to more families who, you know, just people out and about. You know, you remember how packed the restaurants and shops were 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago. People were out and about every weekend. I'd go out and from Portland, Maine to Portsmouth, booming.
Yeah.
People were out and about, and that thing was spreading. It is, you know, it spreads.
We sort of wonder, you know, you and I are of the same generation, and we wonder, will we ever be back to what normal was, or is this our new normal?
Well, you're nice enough to come in the studio, and by the way, you're well-distanced and away from J-Dog
and
Corey.
I wore my mask in, too.
But, you know, Dave, maybe we can come back to our next subject, but since you do represent, and you can tell us a little bit about the BAA and update, Dave Juvet, let's just talk, though, about I'll talk in a moment about some of the concerns or what your members show Granite Staters, what they think about some of the policies out of Washington. But if we could just stay for business for a moment, because that's
sure,
your life.
Sure.
I saw this last week where I was. I think you're right. And I think we're in that generation, Dave. I agree with you. I never thought I'd say this a year and a half ago. I think for the rest of our lives, we're going to see impact from this virus, even when the threat levels come way down, because I think what you've seen is permanent displacement. I think when people move to another state and buy a home because their employer is saying you can work from home, you don't just move back next week, right?
Right.
I think we're going to see this. And with work, with employers and the unemployment rate so low, if someone's doing their job and they can do it remotely versus telling them they have to be in the building in the office or they're going to be fired, they're going to probably keep the employee.
There are a number of people that I work with in my capacity at the BIA from around the country. For example, don't want to mention the name of the company, but it's a large online retailer. I'll just leave it at that. And her job is to monitor local state government relations, legislative activity, and everyone knows this large online retailer. Their headquarters is out in California. And I asked her if that's where she was. She goes, no, I'm on the East Coast. And she works remotely. And that's happening all over the country for many different types of jobs. And, you know, in one sense, from an employee point of view, it's really led to a resurgence in job opportunities. You're no longer tied to the local economy.
Right.
You're more tied to the national economy.
You want to work right now. You want to work. By 2 o'clock today, you could probably have five new jobs if you wanted. I mean, you go to the I won't mention that retailer you're talking about, but let's just say it begins with A. You go to their site. You go to their site for part-time work. Because I told a friend who retired a few years ago, and he's kind of miserable because he wants to do something, but he's older. I said, you can go to work. You can call that company. You can make about $30 an hour. By just doing customer some kind of calls remote, like basically people have had an issue in their order. I know it may seem boring, but you do it for 4 or 5 hours a day, and you're doing something, and you're making some good money.
Yeah, and even from an employer point of view, there have been some benefits from it. They're no longer tied to just looking at employees who live within a reasonable commuting distance. So there's that. But there's also savings that some employers are realizing. They realize they don't need the office rental space that they once had. So it has, you know, there is, we mentioned there are some companies that are always going to need people on site, but for a lot of companies, life is different and will be, it's the new paradigm.
And even locally, local, Mike Cody, union leader, earlier in one of his business observations on what you and I are talking about, he said that the Brady Sullivan folks in Manchester, that plaza that's always been businesses, yeah, not, you know, mm-hmm, small, medium-sized companies, they're going residential because no one's going back into the business. So think of Atlanta, Chicago, Boston, New York, L.A., commercial side. Let's switch gears. BIA, how many businesses roughly do you represent?
We have 400-plus employers, and they really run the gamut of the economy, from the state's largest companies, manufacturing companies and utilities, down to single operator, owner, proprietor type businesses.
When we come back, I want to talk about some of the hidden business fines in the so-called Build Back Better budget reconciliation bill, which right now is on hold. And I said earlier, I think it's very interesting that I went into the Christmas week and New Year's knowing I wanted and needed a break, and it was great to get. And I was thinking, wait a minute, logic, common sense, Gene. I'm hearing from the Federal Reserve as we go on the holidays, and everyone should have caught this. Same week, Federal Reserve says inflation's real. We need to douse and cool spending. So next year, probably 3 rate hikes because we've put too much money in the economy from the consumer and federal government side. So that's what we hear from the Federal Reserve that sets our monetary policy. And the same week I'm hearing from, and I don't mean to get political, but leading Democrats in Washington whining that they can't get this Build Back Better, $2 trillion more in spending passed. They wanted to get it passed before the holidays, $2 trillion more, and your own Federal Reserve is saying we need to take some money out of the economy. I don't get it. But that's what I guess we have politicians for in Washington. We'll come back with the BIA's perspective on what they call hidden business fines, because, you know, if you talk to some politicians, this $2 trillion package is not going to cost anyone anything. When's the last time you heard that? If something's too good to be true. Back in a moment, Dave Juve with Business and Industry Association.